Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Ring of Fire, Ontario, Canada. The Ring of Fire is the future. The Ring of Fire contains an abundance of natural elements. Chromite, cobalt, nickel, copper, platinum. Canada is a rich country, rich in natural resources, rich in human capital, rich in generosity, and at the same time, is now embarking on the future of electric vehicles, if and when Ottawa responds to the facts. I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, Canadian citizen, who is helping me understand a controversy that doesn't look like there's much of a debate on the nay side, but you never know, about a deposit of chromite in the Ring of Fire, 500 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay. This is a vast country. Much of this part of the country is under the reach of indigenous tribes with their territories and their sovereignty. So it involves all elements of Canadian history, and no one is better at telling that than Conrad Black. Conrad, this is money, 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 and future. Chromite is a critical element for building the electric vehicle fleet. China and the U.S. are in competition. Canada is right next door. This is all good news, correct? Although I hesitate,
absolutely correct, yes.
I hesitate to go overboard because there is.
Oh no, you're not going
that.
Overboard, John. Right. And it's also very key to national security for the United States and the Western lands. It's the chrome, as we know, is the principal ingredient in stainless steel, and stainless steel is used in a great many high tech applications, civilian and military. But it's absolutely key to a good items of advanced weaponry in all of the armed forces, in naval vessels and in aircraft and missiles, and there is a competition in the world led by China on one side and the United States on the other to make sure that they each have an adequate supply of chromite as one of the most important strategic minerals, and the supply has run down, and this is just a huge find of chromite, as far as we know, the largest in the world, and it's of course very accessible, and it's in a country that's extremely friendly to the United States, so it's completely reliable politically and close by. It'll take approximately $1 billion to set up the mine and the transport facility to get it from where it is, about approximately 300 miles north of Toronto, little northwest of Toronto, and to get it down into the transport network of North America. But that's in these terms not a lot of money. Of course, a lot of money as an amount to spend on a project, but given the importance of the subject and the potential, the value of this mineral once it's extracted over the long life that the mine will have, $1 billion is not a lot of money for that, and so it's really something that should be started on. All the economics are there, and the strategic necessity is there, and as a matter of fact, once that project is underway, I think a good many strategic thinkers in your Defense Department and elsewhere in the Western lands will breathe easier as a result of that.
The mining company to develop mentioned in Conrad's reporting is Rio Tinto, which is a major mining company around the world. The investment is modest compared to the payoff. This is what you need for a low-carbon economy of the future. And an important attribute here is that the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, is for it, correct? He's a booster of this idea.
Very much so. And he, although he is a conservative and the federal government is liberal, his relations with the federal government are excellent. And the federal government draws the majority of its members of parliament from Ontario. I mean, not from a remote region such as where that chromite deposit is, but from the province of Ontario. And so the politics, just in crude analysis of where the votes are and where the political interest of the federal government is in favor of this project. And the developers of it and the holders of the rights have gone to great lengths to placate and recruit the support of the local native people. The indigenous people are in favor of this. Their organizations are, and they stand to gain a great deal from it, both in the jobs that they will be created, which they will hold, and in the royalties they will receive. So they're, at this point, we're almost pushing on an open door. The environmental arguments against are not very serious arguments. It's not a high toxicity extraction. There aren't terrible clouds, black smoke belching out, and there aren't effluents that environmentally corrupt the waterways or anything like that. It's a very modest and manageable intrusion in environmental terms.
Well, then I want to understand the Toronto Star in June, looking for the understanding of this project, talked with the federal natural resources minister, Jonathan Wilkinson, and mentioned in the Federal Review was the environment, yes, but also indigenous concerns that must be addressed. So is this under review in Ottawa and we're expecting a decision? Is that where it is?
Yes, but what is really happening is we're waiting to see if the projected project manager, as you said, Rio Tinto, if they can succeed in getting the United States Defense Department to commit to a take-or-pay contract. If they say, we will contract to take X amount of this chromite, if it's developed, then that is the last piece of the puzzle to put in place. I think if that can be done, the economics are clear, and both the strategic interest of the country, the environmental interest, broadly speaking, for those in favor of, for example, electric automobiles, and the interests of the native people, which historically have not, frankly, adequately been addressed, but they certainly are in this case, all of those forces then unite, and I think that Mr. Wilkinson's concerns of an environmental nature would be secondary to the arguments in favor of this project. It's this time the promoters of it have been extremely careful to address all of the environmental aspects and all of the aspects of Indigenous peoples' welfare, as well as the national and alliance security elements of it.
We have 30 seconds. Do we know where the Prime Minister is on this? Has he voiced an opinion?
I believe he has not up to this point, but my understanding is that when the opposition of the Prime Minister is apt to emerge, there are distinct hints of that from his entourage, and these things are picked up by the press gallery in Ottawa and the lobbyists and that political community you get in the capital of any democratic country, and we're not getting those messages. We're not getting a negative message. We're getting absolute silence, which the promoters think, given the historical trend and the way the government operates, is a good thing. No news is good news in that respect. That is their interpretation. But of course, no, we don't know, and it will depend on him, at least for the next couple of years.
Ring of Fire. Conrad Black writing at the National Post, and right now there's every reason to believe that it's in the future for the 21st century for Canada to have a... It's better than a gold mine. It's chromite. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.